Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from LIFS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on a few things as we start to near the end of planting season, and we're going to continue just rolling right into the growing season. With the end of planting operations and warmer weather now, we're going to have very active growing conditions, and likely our crops are going to be emerging a lot quicker than what they were earlier in May or even April. So as we start to get these pop-up thunderstorm showers, rain events move through the area, it's important to understand plant back restrictions or limitations with some of our pre-emerge herbicides so that way we don't have interference with the emerging crop. Some of our products, more so on the soybean side, some of them maybe as little as 2 or 3 days that we can only apply after planting. So if we do happen to get rained out and we don't have our pre-emerge herbicides, please work with your LIFS crop specialist and consult the pesticide label that was used on the product or the intended products that were going to be used to make sure that they can still work. And then just as a quick note, in general, most products in corn are fine. It's just the one really watch out in corn is if we have liquid fertilizer in the tank. If growers or listeners have any questions about the material I presented here today, as we finish up and we think about pesticide applications, as we're finishing up planting, we need to remember that to read and follow and understand the pesticide labels and products that we're using. It's been another episode of Focus on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist with LIFS.